What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ghost of the Night, a paranormal and true crime podcast. Tonight, it is Wednesday. That means we're going to get crazy, as always. You done?
Yeah.
All right. So. It's Wednesday.
Fuck it, man. Let's just do this thing.
It's Wednesday, and you know what Wednesday means? And Travis says, we are way fucking hot. Jesus.
It's right. Fucking hump day. Hey, Mike.
Hold on.
Guess what day it is?
I don't know what day it is.
It's hump day. Fucking shout out to Camels. What was that, Geico?
Oh, you know what?
Actually, shout out to Geico anyway, because I just got Geico insurance today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've saved over $100 on my overall premium.
Did you speak to the little Geico?
I spoke to a Sri Lankan man that sounded like him.
Jimmy Five Jabs says blue eye. That is from, because I titled it, I forgot what I titled this. Oh, something about
aliens. If aliens come, we're fucked or something like that.
No, I didn't use the word fuck.
I used the word fuck.
You can't use, why the fuck are we all over the place?
Why the heck are we all over the heckin' place? Gosh, dag nabbit.
All right. So anyway, so tonight we're talking aliens. We got an article, not even an article. We got a picture I want to talk about. Exhale. Okay. Of course, we're now officially kicked off YouTube, but that's okay.
It's just a vape.
What was it? Fuck it. I don't know what I'm
There's doing. Guys that fucking do, like, full, have YouTube channels, like, exclusively, like, dedicated to fucking dipping.
That is true.
So, like the video. That's it. Have fun. Have a good night. We'll see you Sunday.
Basically, I called it...
Don't forget to fuck your waiter.
I titled this episode, If Aliens Come, We're All Screwed. Because that... with everything that's going on in the world today, and even yesterday, with the congressional hearings we can talk about a little bit. There's a nice picture from Mars we can talk about a little bit. But what do you
think?
Dog
on my foot.
Sounds like a fucking sexual personal problem I don't need to hear about.
It sounds like a borderline Christian rock band from the early 2000s. Dogfoot. You want to go to the Dogfoot show this weekend?
Sweet.
They'll be playing with Hawthorne Heights.
Sweet.
And fucking, I don't know, whoever did that stupid fucking, Good Charlotte.
Thanks for the input there, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Apparently they're going to suck our brains out with a straw.
I've never drank coconut milk with a straw personally, I like the sound of it.
Let's just say if I was on a deserted island,
mm-hmm.
I would be fucked because I hate coconuts.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if it came between you dying and living, you would eat coconuts.
I don't know. I think I would choose death. But anyway, what do you think? When I personally, here's my opinion with the UFO thing.
UFO?
If
it's UAPs.
No, I'm going UFO, unidentified flying object.
Stand by it, the UAP is still more accurate.
Aerial phenomenon, maybe. It's a little bit more technical, but I don't give a shit. Potato, potato.
Potato.
I don't care. Aliens. They land on the front fucking, or Central Park, or the front yard of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Do you think we're ready for this knowledge for the
fuck no, we're humans and we're gonna take everything that's good, that's like cool and crazy, that they're like, this can cleanly power your entire planet for the next billion years, congratulations, here you go. And we'd be like, what kind of a bomb or gun can I make out of that fucking thing?
I tell you, here's, people have this assumption that if the aliens do make their presence officially known, that everything's going to be hunky-dory. I think we're fucked. I don't want to go as far as Jimmy says, and they're going to be sucking our brains. And
apparently they're already here mobbed up on the dark side of the moon.
Sweet. Along with the Nazis. They're
and Godzilla.
Godzilla. I do not think... I guess there's a 50-50 shot.
It depends on what they come for.
Either...
If they don't want to start any shit, then we might be all right. If they want to start some shit, or we start some shit, we're fucked.
Hence the name of the title, we're screwed.
Fucked.
Yes. If they have the ability to come here, whether or not you think they're dimensional, you know, it's not necessarily outer space. These are coming through a portal, and they're dimensional type entities. Technology still kicks our ass, no matter which way you look at it.
But we can empower ourselves by remembering that to them, we're aliens.
I'm sorry, if aliens land on the front lawn of the White House, home field advantage does not apply.
We just start running around like bleep, blarp, bleep, bloop, blarp, blarp.
Their technology is so far ahead of ours, we're fucked. Now, if they come in peace, still no. Just like humans. Look at what we did to the tribes.
They just enslave all of us, and they're like, look how peaceful it is.
Look at what they, you know, we've done to, you know, the Amazonian tribes. Some religious fucktard will show up trying to preach about Jesus.
I mean,
and try to convert us all. That's what's going to happen. And if that's
I'm not saying I agree with it, but it's just the fucking way dudes work.
We're going to get to a ship crash on Mars. I haven't heard that, but I will Google it before it's over.
Goddamn right.
But either way, I think we're screwed. Fucked. Whether or not we can handle it.
I'm like a reverse, like, editing translator.
Hence why we will never get monetized on YouTube.
Why we'll never make any fucking money on YouTube.
Hopefully one day we'll have to come to a hard decision whether or not we want to tone it down.
Phil said hard. It's the only type of decision I make, hard.
But I think we're screwed no matter what. Whether or not we can handle it, even if they come in peace, if we can handle it, I don't know. Would it blow everybody's mind? I would be all right. I don't give a fuck. If they come in peace, fuck you guys. But if they don't come in peace, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. They made all that.
I mean, they're going to get what they want.
That's my point.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Because, you know, what brought this on?
Best case scenario, we're walking around with aliens like, da 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 da. Like that fucking Mario commercial from back in the day.
Yeah.
Was that Mario? I think it was Mario.
I think so. I was listening to something, and it.
That's one of my sidebars. Go on.
They were talking about shit. I lost my train of thought.
Tilt a whirl.
Oh, the nuclear bases. How, you know, apparently UFOs, people that work in, you know, with a button have said it's been reported that they've shut down our nuclear missiles.
Okay.
That's been.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
The aliens?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, maybe.
What were you saying okay to then?
I thought that you were saying, like, just in general.
No.
They're just like, oh, turn them off. It's cool. It's no worry. Everybody's really chill. UFO,
there has been shutdowns to missiles in silos. Systems have crashed with a UFO in the general vicinity.
As long as it's happening to them Ruskies and the Chineses, too, because we can't, that's not fair if they don't.
They has been happened. I don't know about Chinese. And Russians have reported as well.
It's because Chinese don't have nukes. Chinese just have fucking Honda Civics with like firecrackers in the gas tank.
Yes, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, they're kicking our ass in the new Cold War. That's okay, though.
And they were selling the fuck out of those like Huawei fucking cell phones and shit that you're not allowed to buy in America anymore.
That's true.
They're like, they've moved on from TikTok. Now they're just bugging the phone itself. We're fucked.
But why would they shut off? What is their motivation to shut off our nuclear?
Because it's probably the only thing we have that could really do anything against them.
If they can travel from.
Yeah, but it's still galaxy. A nuke. Like, if we have anything.
Did
that,
you not see Independence Day?
That's what I'm saying. If we have anything that's going to do anything to them, it would be a nuclear bomb.
And it wouldn't. It'd be like a firecracker on the fucking Honda Accord.
Says you, for all we know, these aliens are going to come down and they're just going to be in like really, really, really well fucking constructed, like. Wright Brothers airplanes, like spitting spitballs. And we're going to be like, this is fucking it. Shoot these sons of bitches.
I don't think a nuclear weapon would do shit against our technology. That, like I said before, nuclear fission is kindergarten shit to an alien if they're driving here.
That's besides the point. I'm not talking about the technology doesn't matter. It's the result of the technology. Like, if it is our biggest weapon.
And that ain't shit. If that's not even close.
But why wouldn't they? That's what I'm saying. But still, why would they not shut the silos down? If that's the most powerful thing we have, and it could even change like the flight pattern or the trajectory of something, that's what I want to get why would you not shut it down?
No, maybe they were
just... Are we disagreeing to disagree no, to agree?
They probably just shut it down, in my opinion, to say, eh, fuck you guys. Here, take this. Click. You have nothing. This is your most... Like you said, this is our most...
He does that, and then the alien sits back and kicks his feet up on the fucking alien computer desk and flips a switch on an old fucking, like, JVC boombox, and it's fucking Whitney Houston. I have nothing. 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 That's a fucking good song. That song's better than I Will Always Love You. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
I don't know.
I Will Always Love You is just popular because it was on a fucking movie.
Well, so was that. That was.
Yeah, but that's like the song.
Both the songs came out of that.
I know, but everybody knows I Will Always Love You.
But and that's not even her song. That was a remake.
Yeah. It's because of that high note. I always love, yeah.
That is one Jimmy Five Jabs.
Jabs, fuck you.
Jimmy Five Jabs.
You just took a jab at me through him by saying Jabs, you son of a bitch. I said
Jabs.
You fucking...
B. Ba, 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 boy. You
fucking Peckerwood son of a bitch.
No, but he says they are interdimensional, which I don't necessarily disagree with. They don't need to travel light years. True, if they're interdimensional. We don't know. I don't know either way.
Oh. She's doing that. And I will always love you.
No, but I
killed it.
Even if they are interdimensional, the technology to travel between dimensions is even more impressive as being able to travel light years. So that's a new
point. Okay, if you want to talk about being impressive, how big are their dicks?
We're not getting on a dick talk.
If their dicks are smaller than mine, I'm unimpressed, and I will not
that rabbit hole.
If their dick is smaller than mine, I refuse to accept, and I will not lose a physical altercation with them. It's just the way of the world.
Okay, Will Smith, I could have been at a barbecue. Welcome to Earth.
That's racist. I don't know how, but we'll figure it out.
If he would only slap Chris Rock as hard as he hit that fucking alien.
Oh my god, that fucking! I love how how fast that really died down.
What, the Chris Rock thing?
Yeah, like now just nobody gives a fuck anymore because they're like, uh oh, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, what's up? Pooping in beds, fucking. Did you see her shit? What she said about her makeup? And mind you, I don't know. Like I'm just speaking. If you think about it from the right point of view, it sounds weird. She said something about she was going to say she was like grabbed her makeup bag, but she said she grabbed like her bruise kit or something like that. And I was like, like you borrowed it from the special effects makeup team. And like, that's how you give yourself bruises, or was it a cover bruises? Either one's fucked, but they're fucked for way different reasons.
I'm so sick of that one now.
But she also, dude, oh my God, my dog stepped on a bee.
Hey,
did you see that shit?
Serious shit.
But did you see her?
No, I didn't.
When she said that, she literally, bring it up. She literally fucking, dude, no, like, I'm telling you, bring it up. Or I'll do it if you want me to while we're talking.
Hold on, let me get you to another.
It's one of two things. Either she's tweaking or it's like the worst, hardest attempt at starting to cry ever in the fucking existence of man.
But that stepping on a bee for dogs. Now Chalupa did that one day before we were getting ready to record.
Yes, we talked about her taking a bump in court.
But we didn't really dive into it.
Just click on any of them, like, because they'll have the original video. A lot of people are making TikToks of it and shit.
Well, you want to screen share this? I don't.
No, not if this isn't the right one. Oh God damn it!
You want to go back?
Yeah, just go up in the search bar.
There will be no audio for it because I think I have that turned off.
Full clip right there, right underneath it.
Okay. Here, we'll screen share this. There'll be no audio. I don't think.
God damn it. My dog stepped on a bee. Where is it?
I don't know.
She's such a bad actress.
I did watch Aquaman the other day.
They were starting to like push the tears out of her eyeballs. So my dog stepped out of beat. It's probably right at the end.
Hey, this is thanks to Ruby Show for
yes,
this page.
We shout out.
You're getting a view from us.
Please do it. It's so good.
Where is it?
It's probably right at the end because they're fucking assholes like that on YouTube.
Assholes. Pain in the dicks.
Yeah, they really are.
Worse than gonorrhea. I wouldn't know for sure. Not firsthand anyway.
Do it. Did we miss it?
You.
I'll find it. Don't worry, pumpkin. I got it. And I'll have fucking...
Well, here's another full clip. Let's go with...
2 minutes. Eat my dick. Johnny... Oh, that's an advertisement.
Skip ad. I don't want a fucking free trial, you jackwagons.
This one's even longer.
I think I have seen it. Scrub, 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 scrub.
This is ridiculous. That's it. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back like 10 seconds. Yeah, like right there. You see her face?
It looks like she has to fart.
That's what I was going to say. It kind of looks like she's trying to take a big old stanky shit.
I don't know. But no, I'm so sick of Amber Heard and fucking Johnny Depp right now.
I mean, it's bad. I'd rather hear about that than some shit. Like, at least it's something. Like, what the fuck is it? Oh, is this just fucking... What is this?
Jimmy Five Jabs is bringing the heat.
Yeah.
I agree with Jimmy on this one.
We talked about Jizzball Maxwell, whatever her fucking name is.
You couldn't fucking hardly find shit on that. That I want...
Because the powers that be were like, no, there will be no news on this. And they went... They did it in like somebody's... Good job. They did it in like somebody's fucking... I don't even know, like supply closet at their office building. You're like, oh, they're coming to the Supreme Court today. No, we're not. We're going to Jerry's room. Who's Jerry? My second cousin, twice removed. How do you know him? First cousin. Once removed.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just fucking rambling at this point.
Jelaine, that is a much more important fucking story.
I don't disagree.
We're talking about fucking child trafficking.
Is she an alien?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe that's... Well,
actually is. She's from somewhere else.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the aliens pulling all these fucking that's a strings on that shit.
A different kind of alien.
I'm just saying.
But as we had this discussion on What the Fuck Wednesday before. People should be up in arms about this
shit.
They
should be.
But they're not. We're more worried about fucking Johnny Depp's fucking finger. I got my finger cut off too. Fuck off, you pussy. Fucking hipster. Fuck nut. Jack, and I hate Johnny Depp. He's one of the type of people I would, if I saw him personally.
Dude, this court case is the best work either of them have done. And I actually like Johnny Depp movies, but like, this shit has been so funny. Like, I was just waiting until the objections got to be so plentiful that the judge was just like, shut up, sit down.
Well, I did see the one where his attorney kept objecting to everything she said, and finally that lady just said, I think I'm done or whatever. That was fucking hilarious. Anyway,
we were never gonna hear about anything about that Maxwell shit.
Which that's the shit people should be up in arms, outraged about.
I don't disagree.
Child pedophilia, child trafficking, but we're worried about fucking Amber Heard's fucking dog and a bee. Go fuck yourselves, all of you that watch that shit. And I've watched that shit, of course, not for very long.
Everyone that's important is being protected in this. I don't think there's a single important person that doesn't have dirty hands in some way, shape, or form.
I think every person on the planet has dirty hands.
Well, yeah.
Nobody is innocent.
I'm just saying, like, mine are like fucking Purell antibacterial fucking hand sanitizer compared to like a bush.
But I was watching something conspiratorial, you know, one of these conspiracy type podcasts, or listening to one of these conspiracy type. Oh, no, they were making fun of conspiracy theorists about child trap.
Well, saying that it's not a thing?
Like the 1%, you know, adrenochrome type shit, which mm-hmm. I don't buy of that, but...
And they, Wayfair.
They grouped in, or they were talking about the place that sells round pies from Italy that I think you get banned for if you say it. You know, that, you know, the elite's going for that, like it's a conspiracy theory. Okay, what the whole fuck's the Epstein thing about? Who you think was going with that? John Doe from... The hooker down the street was going on that fucking plane? No. The wealthy elites were going to an island to fuck children. How is that a conspiracy? The motherfucker got arrested, was going to jail, and got suicided. It's sad when suicide becomes
another. Yeah, he killed. He committed suicide just like the fucking paparazzo from the whole Princess Diana thing killed himself. Did you see that? Like one of the last paparazzis to see the vehicle before they crashed and she died. Fucking like he killed him. It was ruled a suicide, but I'm pretty sure he like shot himself in the back of the head and then set his car on fire.
Yeah. But
with the keys in it,
that happens.
Yeah.
All these. And I said that I hate when people, yes, there are some crazy conspiracy theories out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like the QAnon stuff. Yeah, okay, a lot, 99.99999% of that shit was bullshit. But there was probably a little truth in all of it, or in some of it, I should say.
I mean, everything starts with the truth in some way, shape, or form.
The Gulf of Tonkin is a people said that was a conspiracy theory for years, yet it happened.
Matt Groening is on the list of people on his plane. That doesn't surprise me.
Who's that?
The guy behind The Simpsons?
Probably.
They've told the future like five times. If somebody was like, yeah, Donnie T over there that's fingering an 8-year-old is going to be president one day. And they're like, well, goddamn. What was the other guy's name? I don't even remember the other fucking Simpsons guy. He's like, hey, bring the car around.
It was a lucky get. They've been right.
A lot.
A lot. But.
I still think it's stupid that fucking Hank Azaria got fired from The Simpsons because they said it was racial appropriation that he did Apu Hasapima Pepelon's voice. And I was like, the motherfucker's been doing that voice for like 30 years.
Well, it doesn't. He can get canceled all he wants because I don't like him anyway.
I like Hank Azaria.
He annoys me.
That fucking, what's his, that baseball show he does? Fuck. I find it funny.
He just annoys me.
He was hilarious as fuck. Have you seen the second Night at the Museum?
No, I haven't seen.
Dude, he has a fucking dialogue with Ben Stiller over this fucking, like, Ben Stiller's trying to get this thing from him. Yeah. And he keeps telling me, he's like, stop, don't cross this line. If you cross this line, I'm going to kill you. And then, dude, it's like a 2-minute thing and it's so funny. He'll be like, now I want you to take me to blah, 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 blah. And Ben Stiller's like, okay. And he reaches for it and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe you. You did both things. You crossed the line and you spoke.
I just...
Brock Meyer. That's the name of the show. The baseball show. I enjoy it.
I just don't like him. I'm very judgmental. I'm a judgmental prick. If you haven't noticed. There's just certain people that drive me...
Oh, we've noticed.
There's just certain people that drive me crazy. I don't like them. I'm not mean to any of them.
How many of them are black?
None, I don't think.
Really? Stephen A. Smith?
I don't mind Stephen A. Smith.
Didn't he say? Is he the one that said that?
He's the one that said he could
knock out Mike Tyson?
No, Joe Rogan.
Oh, Joe Rogan. Yeah, no, okay. Okay, no, Steve. Okay. No. And I'm allowed to say that because you can't. Neither could I. Joe Rogan would just fucking like vaporize you with his fucking foot.
And then he made the comment about Cowboy when... McGregor beat him so quick.
Donald Cerrone?
Yeah. He made that stupid comment about him there. He's just
still kick you in the fucking head.
He is an idiot, but he doesn't really super annoy me, but that's what he gets paid for. He gets paid for those fucking stupid hot takes.
You know who I think my favorite black person is? Probably Shaq.
Justin Trudeau. I don't know.
Probably Shaq. Justin Trudeau was brown.
Oh, that's right.
For one night.
I thought it was two nights.
Shit.
I thought
did he get the wrong stuff? Didn't wipe off?
No, I thought he did two different
times. It was waterproof.
Anyway.
Yeah, Shaq might be my favorite black person. Currently alive, at least. Shaq's hilarious.
I just love people.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I'm the old guy. Let me PC it up here.
I don't like anybody. Let's be honest. I like the people.
You don't like any black people?
I don't like anybody.
Oh, okay.
I don't, and I'm not just racist either or.
I say that all the time.
I don't like, there's yellow people I don't like.
I say that shit all the time. I'm like, everybody fucking.
People like.
And everybody sucks. Like doesn't them. Matter.
I don't like anybody. I'm a grumpy old fucking man. I'm get off my yard guy. I won't like aliens when they come either, Gonzo. Or Gregor. Yeah, that's good. No, Gonzo.
Or they'll be like super cool. They'll just come and we'll be like, oh God, we're all going to die. And they're like, yo. You guys want pizza? And I'd be like...
Interstellar pizza? Interstellar pizza?
I mean, just imagine how delicious pizza tastes. Like, just going to, like, a new city and trying a new pizza place is amazing. Just imagine going to fucking another, like, planet or solar system and eating their pizza.
Or Mars. How about going to Mars?
Or another pizza? Planet.
Would that be deep dish?
Do you think there's a pizza planet, like from Toy Story? There's Pastafarianism.
Elon Musk could get me. I would volunteer for that.
I'll make him Elon bust if he has fucking Pizza Planet out there somewhere. It's like I said, Pizza Planet. Cartoons call it, man. Pizza Planet was in Toy Story, and fucking Pastafarianism is a thing. There's a religion that their god is like a floating pasta ship in the sky. All signs point to yes.
Odds are, I don't think so. No, but anyway, aliens. What were we fucking talking about?
Pizza.
Pizza aliens. If they bring pizza.
We can talk.
They can anal probe me all if day long. Fucking all day long, baby.
If you bring pizza and one of those rolling carts with a VCR and one of those big ass tube TVs like fucking elementary school back in the day when you got to watch like a fucking science movie. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember you caught the tail end of that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was a good day when you saw the fucking cart with a big TV on it.
And oh, man.
That means you're going to get a good...
You're like, oh, we're watching Nova.
Sweet. Carl Sagan is my motherfucking friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God. Oh no, realistically. See, but for my generation, it was usually, depending on how young you were, I was like, fuck yeah, Magic School Bus. Or Reading Rainbow.
I can't do anything. So let's continue on the alien talk for a little bit.
Fuck yeah, let's.
Because shit, we got about 40 minutes left.
We can do whatever we want.
Because we will do a Patreon.
Yeah,
no. Are we going to do a Patreon?
Yeah, why not?
So we're going to do a Patreon after show tonight for our Patreon.
That's how it works. Both it gives us stuff for our Patreon subscribers, which if you're not a patron and you like the show, go to patreon.com/ GITN podcast.
But there is a congressional hearing going on about UFOs. Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
It was Tuesday.
I haven't like read anything about it. I saw it and I was like, okay, so nothing of value is going to come from this.
Pretty much nothing that is coming from it. The people,
they're probably like, did you see this? Oh yeah, because they pulled up the fucking Tic Tac video.
That is one of the things.
Yeah, so they're like, did you see this video? Yes, I did. Do you know what it is? I do not. Do you think it's an alien? No. Therefore, it is a UAP. Hmm.
Their experts that they were questioning were just there to spit out words and confuse everybody and not confirm or deny anything.
So they were like the Fauci of space?
Right. I hope the fucking aliens are masked up. That's all I say, and have their vaccines. I want to see the green card and vaccine.
Trump 2024.
No, but
just kidding.
Apparently,
I don't vote for major parties.
Yeah.
Not that it fucking matters.
Apparently, some of the senators are going at them hard. They're going to make them dive into this shit. I guess I forget the congressman from
Jeb Bush.
No, Wisconsin. He's a younger guy.
So I don't know. Ethan Jones.
I forget.
That's not a real person. I just wanted to say something with that accent.
He was going. He did some research. He looked into this shit. A congressman that was prepared. I'm impressed. But he even brought up some shit.
Was it Cam Brady?
No.
From the campaign?
No. He brought up.
He's my congressman.
He brought up some stuff that they didn't even know about. Some, I guess, shit that they. We've never heard of that. I guess you should listen. You know, if you're the expert, I guess you're not the fucking expert. You're just a talking freaking douchebag that showed up to lie to everybody. I think the U.S.
I feel like government. If they know anything, the aliens are like them to us. So they're just like statement and they're like, got it. Thanks. Got no choice. Just going to do it. Neither Jimmy John's nor Subway. Firehouse is better than those.
Firehouse too expensive. They're too proud of shit.
McAllister's is fucking good.
Yeah, I'm not a big McAllister fan either.
What? I love McAllister's.
It's fucking lunch meat and bread.
Yeah, but they got really good soups and shit.
Oh, fuck the
soup. I love soup.
I'm a heterosexual male. I don't eat soup.
I eat a lot of soup.
That's a lie. I love soup. I love New England crab chowder. I love that shit.
Like, a good, like, cheddar and broccoli soup is so good. In a bread bowl? Oh, my God. Even fuck my mouth.
I made a mistake. I got the cheap...
There's no mistake. It's just happy accidents.
I was craving some clam chowder last week or 2 weeks ago.
So you called her?
No. I went to the store. I had to go to the grocery store anyway.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to get me, you know, some soup. Because I want some New England clam chowder.
New England. Is that the red or the white?
That's just blasphemy if you say red.
Well, it's from Ace Ventura.
I know.
Boston clam chowder is all right. It's different, but it's good. I still like it.
No, I'm not a big fan. But
hate me for my favorite. Go ahead.
I bought the cheaper, you know, store, you know, the off brand. Well, we have Kroger's here. I bought Kroger brand because I said, half the fucking price.
Yeah.
We'll go that route.
Yeah.
It sucked. Pay the extra for the chunky.
Oh, you're talking about strictly canned soups?
Yes.
I'd have to say Progresso New England clam chowder.
I don't think I've ever had Progresso.
Maybe it's pretty good.
I don't, as long as it's thick.
It is.
It's thick.
Mm-hmm.
Like Campbell's soup is fucking all runny. All of it's runny.
But now, you know what my favorite soup is for real? Onion soup. I love French onion soup. How do we get
from UFOs to French onion soup? Do we have ADD?
Probably.
ADHD for one of those D's? Do we have D's? Probably not.
I got a D for you. Insert D fucking joke. I got a D for you. Here's your D. Suck my D. D's nuts. Got him. I think I covered all the bases for the elementary school D's.
D's. D's. But yeah, don't buy cheese.
Makes you think of fucking Sandstorm.
But if the aliens would came down tomorrow, I'd tell them don't get the off brand New England clam chowder.
Yeah.
Spend the extra fucking UFO tokens and get the good shit.
So this whole 45-minute talk has basically come down to when the aliens come, give them your favorite soup and we will all live.
Yes.
The aliens are coming for soup.
You don't need Randy Quaid to save humanity. Just need some good New England clam chowder.
Not bisque. Not fucking potage.
That's a good point, Gregor. I like where his mind's going.
What, hot alien women?
Yeah. I like it.
I mean, but...
Because I've had such good with terrestrial fucking women.
They just do it like fucking Earth girls are easy. Come down and go to like some chic boutique downtown. And they come out like, brr. What's that one song that was in all the movies in the 80s? That brr, bow.
Oh.
You know.
It was on Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. Yeah. It was on all those movies. Brr, brr.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of the name of it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's such a good. That should be our. We should see if we can get the rights to that for our opening song. Jeez. Do.
We should try. So, let's get back to aliens, because have you seen, there's some shit going on Mars. Have you seen the Mars doorway picture?
Yes.
What do you think?
It looks like a movie prop for Indiana Jones.
So, apparently the Mars rover caught a picture, or took a picture of something that appears to be a doorway, which, very interesting. I have a question. NASA runs this shit, right?
Corporate fodder. I love the UK. They have great, their words are so much better than ours. Like we're just like, you fucking asshole. They're like, you plonker, you bell end.
I have a question about this picture or about NASA.
NASA can sod off.
NASA controls the Mars rover, correct?
Yes. I just want to apologize to this guy because he's new. All of our old, like, been around English listeners know that I do a really bad English accent. Be prepared for it.
Yes.
As long as you're in here, I'm going to be like, hello, governor.
But I want to know, somebody's control, is this like remote control, or does it have a mind? Is it like a...
My thing is like, what's the fucking point of this? Because...
My point is, they got this picture back.
That's what they say.
If they got this picture back, didn't somebody not think of, hey, let's make a left-hand turn and go check that out? I mean, is that possible? Get a little closer to it. It doesn't look to be that far away.
Did they knock?
I will say,
well, I'm assuming it's probably zoomed, right here, it's probably zoomed in like 467,000 times.
Now, experts are saying it's erosion or a trick of light, whatever. The same old, same old. I don't know whether it's a
fucking... Of course they
are. I don't know if it's something, a doorway or cave entrance cut into. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but as we all know.
Look right here. Look right here. Look at this shit. Looks like something was dragged inside of it.
Murderous Martians.
Does that look like a groove, like something was dragged in?
Kind of. Maybe it was their enormous alien dick dragging behind them between their legs.
I think there's some funky shit going on at the moon, or on the Mars and the moon.
The only thing that's
missing. Of course, missing, you know, the alien invasion is on the dark side of the moon.
Well, and like the only thing missing is like fucking potted plants on that little ledge right there.
I don't know. To me, that looks like a fucking entrance to a cave.
It does, but I don't think it's on fucking Mars.
Well, Mars doesn't exist, right?
No, I just feel like they probably just fucking made that.
It's in the somewhere Mexico in the fucking desert.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like the end of the Grand Canyon. That's what this is. It's at the very end of the Grand Canyon, and it's a fucking like a maintenance closet for some fucking guy that works at the Grand Canyon. And somebody was like, "That's pretty crazy." He brings up a good point. Gregory says it's Hoffa's body in there. Sign the fucking petition. Let's go. Let's do this. We're finding old Jim.
But I'm just saying, if I ran NASA and...
If you ran NASA, we'd be in a way better place in the universe.
We've been back to the moon before now, or whenever they're planning on
going. I would be Star-Lord and Phil would be Groot.
I am Groot. But if I ran NASA,
I want to be Rocket Raccoon.
I would get this picture. I'd say, huh, that's interesting. Can we go look at that? Get a little closer to that. Let's take a look and see what...
See, that's also what you need to look up, is how enhanced and how zoomed in this photo is.
It's on a planet how many millions of miles away from us? Is it on a strict timetable? Do they got to be back at fucking Houston in an hour? No. They're on another planet. Just fucking go over there.
Yeah, but for all we know... We don't have any understanding of the distance between us and Mars, even though we do. I'm just playing hardcore, like, devil's advocate here. And by the time we actually get something there to see it, it will be right gone there. Because what we're seeing is millions and millions of years ago.
The rover is there on the... So they say, I don't know whether...
You don't have to poke holes in my story. My story made no sense. It was just fun to say.
The rover is a remote-controlled fucking car on Mars. You get a... That takes pictures. You get a picture like that, go explore the motherfucker.
Maybe there was an electromagnetic field that prevented it from going any further. Maybe it started to scramble their fucking logistics.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. It just pisses me off. It's common fucking sense. Right. They do never have a straight answer. I will say there's some funky shit going on at Mars.
What are we doing?
NASA.
Head of NASA Information's Board. What's our next move for this? No, something that's going to take another $10 billion.
Look at this picture. Mysterious woman-shaped figure. Is that on Mars? Well, let's go.
You know who that is?
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, go to the one underneath that.
This one?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a ghost. Ghost of Mars.
You know what that is?
What?
That's Cher.
Cher's on Mars?
Yes.
Hold on. Can I?
That's where she vacations when she's not at her residency in Las Vegas. She goes to Mars for 2 weeks out of the year.
Oh, here's an even more enhanced photo. Hey, it looks like she got big knockers.
It's the Mothman.
Mars women got big hooters. Big cans. Other derogatory fucking thing I can say about women's breasts. Melons. Tatas.
Oh, yeah, my rant. Oh, so, about... That's not a woman on Mars, though. I'm going to call bullshit on that. The doorway, I still think it's just as plausible that they're like, yeah, that was a movie prop for
the moon
Dune. So, yeah. But, you know how somebody's a hillbilly?
No.
When you live in a house, an area where houses are like 4.5 feet away from each other, okay. And you own a quad, and actually have it here.
In your neighborhood or mine? Because there's a shit ton of them over here.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, they're all douchebags.
I'm like, why is it here? Why would it ever be here? There's no use for it.
They're right up and down the street.
Get a fucking bike. Like you don't need a fucking like $8,000 fucking four-wheeler to do that.
I will say this. In my younger days, I had a quad. Wintertime, during snowstorms, it was fun to ride on the streets. Late at night when nobody, cops ain't going to catch you.
Phil's just fucking, brapping down the street with his fucking Pit Viper sunglasses and his fucking mullet with stacks shaved in the sides of his head.
You do it at night.
Like fucking Brian Bosworth.
I did not have a mullet. This was in the early to mid 90s. So the mullet was gone by then.
What was it? Did you have a perm?
No, pretty much what the haircut I have now. I haven't changed much. Bless you.
That was me.
God bless you.
That's not a chick on Mars.
Okay, well, yes. But whatever it has big boobs.
I was going to say, show me something else, like more convincingly Mars, and maybe Mars will become more convincing to me. What the fuck is that?
This is an interesting picture.
Dude, that definitely looks like a fucking a set prop from
That's at? I figured it out. The doorway on Mars, that's on Skinwalker Ranch.
Which means it could be on Earth and also on Mars at the same time.
Oh, I'm three episodes into this.
And it's probably the gate to hell.
I'm saving it, trust me.
Mars is hell. It's the red planet. We just figured it out. Fuck you guys. Tell everyone. We're all going to die and we're going to go to hell, Mars.
Okay.
Hell, Mars. That's what's happening.
Mars.
Called it. I called it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I figured out the life's most fucking important dilemma.
I'm saving Skin. I've got all the episodes or the new season saved of Skinwalker Ranch.
I have Hulu. So.
Well, you don't get the new ones, the new seasons yet.
Sure.
I think you had to wait before.
I just turned straight into the microphone to do that.
Nice.
The fuck?
What we like. But, well, just in case. Guess what? Dragon needs to fucking go.
I called that one from the fucking beginning.
He always looks like he's
sniffing a fart.
He looks like he's really fucking confused and has to shit all at the same time.
If the sun's in space, how is the Earth? Is the sun behind the clouds? Because the clouds are part of our atmosphere.
If the sun is in space, as they say, how is the sun behind the clouds?
Because the sun's like billions of miles away and the clouds are part of our atmosphere.
So, right. Now, if you're saying the sun's in front of the clouds, then...
We're fucked.
But that...
We just wouldn't exist. We would just be like... We'd be a million miles from the sun and be like... And just be like a single ash floating into fucking nowhere.
But that... Speaking of that... I was out the other night. I'm sitting on the front porch, full moon,
mm-hmm.
looking at, a little cloudy, the clouds going by the full moon. At one point.
Saw a werewolf.
No, it did look like one of the clouds. The way it was situated, it was an optical illusion, but it looked like the cloud.
Like it was
the moon
hugging the moon.
The moon was here. One cloud was in front and another cloud was in back of it.
Was it one of those ones where you can see the fucking light being emitted on the cloud from the moon and it causes the little ring around it?
Well, that's what it was doing.
Yeah.
But it cast it made it look
that's like, got a name. I can't remember what it is.
It made it look like a shadow. It was an optical illusion. I'm not saying the fucking Earth is flat.
No, it was fucking devil magic.
Maybe.
You're going to hell. You're going to Mars hell. You're going to Mars hell through the Mars hell portal door in fucking Skinwalker Ranch, and I don't want to hear no ifs, ands, buts, or Satans about it.
I'm starting to think we all might be in hell now. Has anybody?
It fucking makes pretty good sense.
Has anybody taken a look at what's going on in the past 2 years? there's a very good chance this is how.
Just in general, you're like, oh, one good thing happened. That's fucking sick. Dog's dead. Fucking car broke down. Stubbed your toe this morning. Then it just keeps a coming.
If you're top of the moon, it's an optical illusion. The way the light casts. I debunked that while I was sitting on the front
porch. You debunked it? Not astrophysicists or astrologists. You did it. On the paperwork at like Harvard, it stamped with Phil's face on it. Phil approved. We got.
She asked, "Is the Earth flat?" I'm gonna say
no.
No.
I was gonna say, don't tell me you switched up on me and you think the Earth's flat.
Here's the thing, the more I look at shit and read shit and educate myself.
Yeah.
I don't think this reality is what we think it is. We could be.
It makes as much sense as anything else that we're just like on a fucking computer chip somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. This could be the alien version of the metaverse. Math's a real thing. Math's real.
You heard it here first, folks. Math is real.
I use math every day. That math shit works.
Well, what'd that guy from fucking Pacific Rim say? Like, math is the closest we'll ever get to the language of the gods or something like that? I mean, it's like the most concrete thing, though. He's not wrong.
I actually have asked a pilot. He said the Earth was round.
Boom.
But, you know, opinions vary.
So he feels...
I don't know what... Here's the thing.
This is why Phil's the ace in the hole. You know a lot of people and done a lot of things at his age.
This
man saw World War II and World War One.
I'm not even against flat Earth. I don't give a fuck. This is what I hate about flat earthers. They're lying to us. They have to tell. I don't. Okay, if they came out tomorrow and said the Earth was fucking flat, you know what that's going to do to me? Guess what? I'm going to get up and go to fucking work.
Right. Like, it doesn't really matter.
I don't give a fuck.
But at the same time, we're all on a fucking computer program right now, so it doesn't matter anyway.
I don't give a fuck if it's flat, a trapezoid, a hexagon, or it's shaped like a big fucking dildo. I have no... Don't care. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, because it really doesn't matter.
This all could be a dream.
I mean...
Now, I will say this. Some flat earthers do make some compelling arguments at times every now and then. They make some really stupid fucking arguments.
You think that's what happens? You think, hold on, I'm stuck on this dream thing. Do you think that, what if that's what happens? What if, like, when we die, like, somebody, all of us are a dream for another person coexisting in a dream world, like, mega super 6 million Inception. And, like, when I die, a certain person who is having the me dream is just like... Fuck, I gotta go work. Shit. And then it's just those are the dimensions. It's an ongoing cycle. Every person that wakes up from the dream is now also a dream person of somebody having a dream. And when they die, that person wakes up and it just goes on and 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 on forever.
Here's my thing with, now, there's a lot. You open up the door to flat Earth, you open up the door to the moon landing was fake.
If you open up the door to hell on fucking Mars, Skinwalker Mars, that wasn't good.
You know, here's the thing.
Fuck.
I will say this. There is some weird shit going on in outer space.
Yeah.
You know, well, with the space program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here and say the moon landing was fake. I'm not going to say it. But it wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
If we never found a way to get outside the Van Allen Van Allen radiation belt or whatever it's called, it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean,
because this,
well, I say all the time, like I think we've been to the moon, but I don't think what we saw of people on the moon was people on the moon.
I think there's way too much.
I think they got up there. If anything, the craziest thing I could imagine is they got up there and they saw some shit that they were like, this isn't going to be good. And they just came back.
Think about it. We have the space program.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go 70 miles up, something like 70 miles up to actually get outside our atmosphere.
Yeah. Like the video. Well, I mean.
I tell you, here's the thing that The space
station. Here's my thing.
The space
station. Go ahead. Because your thing made me think of my thing. Go ahead.
The space station. You can see that flying by, right?
Yeah.
I've looked out and I've seen it. But when they...
It's not that big. Like, it doesn't really make sense.
It's about the size of a bus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't really make fucking sense.
And it is, I forget how many miles away.
Yeah. At least two or three.
That's at least a couple inches away from... It's about 12 inches away. And I'm white, so you know it's only about six. No, but for the distance...
How far away do you think that satellite is? Cut miles?
Let's Google that. What? Hold on. Let me go over here.
What? How far?
What is the orbit of this International Space Station? We're fact-checking shit right now.
The ISS zips around Earth at an average speed of 17,500 miles per hour or 28,000 kilometers per hour, completing 16 orbits per day. God damn.
I want the distance. What's the distance? How far is it away?
I don't know. You have the fucking mouse. I can't.
Oh, God.
And my fucking drinks in front of Gregory's shit. 254 miles.
The International Space Station is 254 miles away from us. It's the size of, what, two buses?
Well, look up. Wait, hold on.
What's
look up how big it is.
Hold on. Let me write this down. We are doing facts here. I better remember. 254 miles away.
Math.
It's hard.
How big is the biggest dick in the world? Was the first thing that popped up on his 357 feet long. So it's a football field plus 57 feet. That ain't shit.
That's small. For to where we can see. And it's not, I don't want to say it's small. It's bigger than a shooting star, but it's not. So 350 fucking feet, 247 miles away.
Space station is visible because it reflects the light of the sun.
Yes.
The same reason we can see the moon. However, unlike the moon, the space station isn't bright enough to see during the day. It can only be seen when it is dawn or dusk at your location. No,
that is fascinating that we can see. They're telling me I can see something 357 feet long that's 254 miles away. You know, I do find that hard to believe. That's why I think there are some funky stuff going on with the space station.
Funky.
Because I've seen it. I've went out and looked when it was flying by a couple, you know, several years ago. But I do find it. Now, if it was the size of...
What? To spot the ISS, look for a bright white spot of light moving quickly across the sky. The light will be constant. So if it flashes or you see red lights, that's a plane.
No shit. But we have a hard time seeing fucking planes, you know, at 60,000 or 30,000 feet sometimes. But we can see a fucking space station because it's reflective light from 254 miles away.
I guess 357 feet. Like, that's not small.
But like you said,
because now I'm thinking, like, maybe you're just seeing a multitude of lights on one thing that only appears as one cluster, like, that looks like one light because it's so refracted or whatever. I don't know.
Think about that. That's almost 254 miles. What? It's about 190 miles from here to Indianapolis. So roughly to Illinois is about 300 miles.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty...
And we can see a football field.
Well, I mean, you can see the spot between...
three balls and ass? No, I don't want to see that. Thank you.
Oh, I mean... It's not that mind-blowing to me.
That's mind-blowing. Something that's small at 250.
It's not the size of the International Space Station, Phil.
Top moves in the...
It's about your astronauts.
I just find that hard to believe. I can see something that small, 254 miles away, just off reflective lights. Sunlight reflected off. I do find that. I think it's closer than that. I will say that.
Well, I mean, I think it has something to do with it not so much size or distance, but illumination.
You're not talking to your girlfriend, right?
No, I think it has to do with illumination. Because... Did you know that with telescopes, it's not so much about magnifying something. It's about pulling
the light.
Yes.
Right.
So same.
Eyes, no telescope. I can barely see you.
Eyes might as well be telescopes. We can fucking focus and shit.
Mine are shitty. And I can see it.
Yeah, it's a light. We're not talking about like the fucking. But
254 miles away. That's my point. I think it seems that's
well, and also expensive. Also, since we're talking about after the, talking about the Earth being round, we're also looking up. We're not used to being able to see that far. Well, because of the curvature, because of the Coriolis effect. Even though that doesn't really have anything to do with vision, it. But you know, like, no. It does have to do with the curvature of the Earth. There, so boom, fuck you guys. I'm a scientist. Go and, on.
But there are a lot of funky things. Now, here's where.
Excuse me. That was so delicious.
I've heard he acted funny, and I've never heard Neil Armstrong refuse to swear on the Bible. I'd like to see that in writing, but, or, you know.
I swear on the Bible.
But I, you know.
Does that get me out of, like, court and shit? Is it like, put your hand on the Bible, blah, blah, blah. If I'm like, if I say it, and they're like, were you lying? I'd be like, I don't believe in your God, silly human.
Here's the thing about the moon landing.
Snap my fingers and the Bible fucking catches on fire.
We got about 10 minutes.
We got as long as we want.
Well, you want to do a after show or you want to stay out this?
It's only 9:30. It's not like we have to do like an hour and a half after show.
Here's the thing about the moon landing.
Hit me.
Oh, fuck, I forgot my train of thought. Oh, okay. We went to the moon, won the space race, correct?
I guess that would still be the same thing, yes. Supposedly.
We were in the...
But really, the aliens won the space race. They're from there.
No, that's not my point. My point is, here's my point. If we faked the moon landing, if we did not go to the moon, do you think the Russians would let us get away with that? We were in the height of the Cold War. 1969.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, actually.
If they knew it was impossible to get to the moon, we didn't go to the moon. They would call bullshit on us just to make us look like a
fucking asshole. Just Mikhail Gorbachev sitting there on a fucking throne. He's just like, "Is lie. You're a lie. Your government is lie to you." And everybody's like, oh, God. And the next thing you know, there's fucking nuclear bombs going off around the world. Fucking like doomsday devices.
I like to think we went to the moon. But
we should do like a fucking mini episode on Patreon about fucking doomsday devices.
We're true. Here's the thing about the moon landing. Once again. Don't know. I was not on fucking Apollo 11.
Well, everybody knows it wasn't actually Neil Armstrong. It was Tom Hanks.
Yes. No, he was the one that had to circle and couldn't land on the moon because, you know, a popsicle blew up and fucked him in the ass.
Oh, the whole Stanley Kubrick thing. You seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In The Shining, there's all kind of references.
In yeah.
It. I've seen that. Now, like you said, it is hard... Getting outside the Van Allen radiation.
The Van Halen's greatest hits is.
Yes. Getting outside that, you know, they explained there's a small window that you can jettison through without, but they were basically going up in an aluminum foil.
Like fucking, Matt Damon in The Martian. When he went into fucking space with a fucking tarp over his face, he was just like, and then it comes off. They're like, it came off. No shit, motherfucker. Did you? Let's be real here. I'm not Neil deGrasse Tyson or fucking Stephen Hawking, but I'm pretty sure my fat ass, if I was on Mars, could look at that thing and go, now hear me out. This is a spaceship, kind of. That's outer space, and this is Mars. So hold on. Hold on, Jim. Hold on. I know. Hear me out. There's literally no fucking way that a tarp that you just fucking strap down to a goddamn rocket ship is going to stay on the goddamn rocket ship all the way into orbit and past orbit. And then on top of that, you're not fucking space cowboy in your fucking ass through the middle of space with your little psst things. What the fuck? So far outside reality. Oh my God. I was watching it. Don't get me wrong. I was on the edge of my seat while it was happening. But literally, as he was putting that tarp on there, I was like, this isn't going to go well. This is definitely going to come off 100. I was like, let me run some numbers here. And then I sat out and I pulled out my TI-83 calculator from back in the day. And I tapped away and I drew some ellipses and some pie graphs. And I was like, and then at the end, it just said, nope.
That's not even the worst part. I love that movie, by the way.
I was just seeing the whole fucking, like, this big fucking chalkboard of mathematics and science, and at the end it just says, no fucking way.
That's not even no fucking way. That's not even the weirdest part of that. The most unbelievable part of that movie.
How long the tarp lasted?
No, when the airlock explodes and he fixes it and pressurizes it with a tarp, ratchet strap, and duct tape.
Yeah, eat my dick. You're telling me that the powers of space wouldn't just take that tarp and go...
A ratchet strap and duct tape will fix fucking everything.
What the fuck?
Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
Or when he gets a crack and his duct tapes the crack.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I like it.
Dude, well, I mean, I guess if it's like a incredibly minuscule crack, that might work temporarily.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
But he did a really good job of harvesting his own poop, though. I'll give him that.
Everybody else is.
He made poop farming look real good.
I don't know if. Hell.
You could farm with poop? You definitely could.
No, I'm talking about. I don't know if we went to the moon. And here's the thing. Don't really give a fuck about that either.
I mean, it doesn't affect my day-to-day
life. Either way, if they did or they didn't, we still got Tang out of the shit. That's all that matters.
And Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots. What the fuck else you need?
Or itty bits, depending on where you get them.
I don't give a fuck if the earth is flat. I don't care.
I don't care if Amber Heard's dog stepped on a bee.
Don't give a fuck if
I care if Amber Heard's dog stepped on a bee. I don't give a fuck about her shitting on the bed. It's kind of funny, but I don't care.
We've covered this. Fuck her. Don't shit in the bed.
What else? I don't really give a fuck if Bigfoot's real. Because if Bigfoot's real, he's an alien anyway.
Or dimensional.
I don't give a fuck if there's the hollow earth in Antarctica. I mean, it'd be kind of cool, but clearly it doesn't matter.
I will say, like, here's the thing about, like, Flat Earth. There is some weird shit about this, about the planet. That's like, but, like, Africa is much.
Here we go.
Is much bigger than what the maps represent.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot bigger.
Well, I think some stuff like that comes from the point of, like, we've officially gotten too big for our britches intelligence-wise, and now I feel like we're trying to figure stuff out that, like, we're gonna get to a point where, like, everybody's brain is just gonna, like...
I think we're still fucking idiots.
We are.
We're still fucking
idiots. I'm saying we're gonna get to a certain point where, like, our mind just cannot compute what we're taking in, and we're just gonna... and shut down.
I think we're fucking morons. Some of us are just better at it.
What if Bigfoot's a human that didn't fully evolve? I mean, theoretically, that's kind of what... not really a human that didn't evolve. We're just dealing with, hypothetically and theoretically, and according to a lot of science, it's either something we've never known, or it is a certain couple of species, but they are all... If you believe this way, they would all be somehow connected in an evolutionary line to us.
Shakespeare says, what if Bigfoot's a human that didn't fully evolve? That would be called Travis.
That's what I was just talking about.
Oh.
Did you not listen to any of that? Literally, that whole comment was about that comment.
I don't listen to a fucking thing you say.
Well, I'm the right
one. Reading something, I was trying to log back onto this.
Well, it's like I said, it's basically what it is anyway. It would be some type of evolutionary jump that led to us. You know what I mean? It would be some type of an ancestor to us somehow.
Well, fuck, everything's an ancestor to us.
Well, if it's been around longer than us. Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. Because really, if you want to think about some stuff that's really mind-blowing, think about the fact that us and trees and all that, like, we're just remnants of energy from the Big Bang. If everything started with that, we have Big Bang energy in us.
Oh, that reminds me, speaking of trees, did you hear... They actually found out, scientists proved that mushrooms they communicate and have a vocabulary.
That's amazing.
They communicate.
I know what I'm doing tonight when I go home. I'm definitely looking into that.
That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. I didn't fact check it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't work for social media, so I don't give a fuck.
And if Shakespeare wants a good, interesting one, the fucking Bigfoot being feral people.
It is
shockingly interesting to look into. Because it makes sense. Because you know there are people out there.
That live off the... Yeah.
like I don't even want to say that live off the land. There are people that are just there.
Went to the wild side.
Yeah. Like it is known.
You go.
Especially going like Appalachia. For sure there's people up living in those mountains that probably haven't ever seen a fucking cell phone or a computer or possibly even know what they are. Might even be past the point of needing gasoline or other supplies.
But here's the problem with that. There's still those, there's still undiscovered, what's the word I'm looking for?
Tribes
in the Amazon.
Yeah.
But they found one not too long ago, a couple years ago, right? They haven't turned out like Bigfoot, so you know what I'm saying?
Which leads me to my next point. Was Anaconda a documentary? Are they going to find the snake people of the fog? And are we going to be like, remember that what we were talking about with those fucking anacondas? Fuck that. These things make Titanoboa look like a bitch.
Let's see. A branch humanity that split off and developed differently. It was very possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think that can be related to the feral people type deal. Like people that have just basically been reclaimed by nature into like just wild little beings.
Or, guess what? Bigfoot could just be a figment of our imagination.
Or a tulpa.
We are here, bitch. Damn.
He's an interdimensional alien.
Or it could just be a really fucking shitty reality TV show.
Like the video. Like, comment, and subscribe. It really does help the channel grow. It sounds so stupid when I say it, but it really is true. And also, fucking all the stuff. Instagrams. Anything else before we go to Patreon?
I think that's it. I don't fucking know. I still, A, the Earth is round. NASA's up to some shady shit. There's something going on with the space station. I don't, at that distance, that size, a little pissed off. I can see it. Africa's big. Bigfoot's a mutation. Travis has a little penis. Oh, we didn't cover that, did we?
I mean, that's not even
enough. That's what I have to say.
A lot about LED light fixtures and parking lot lights and fucking owls. Oh, yeah, what's that disease called where you grow hair like all over your body?
Oh, the werewolf syndrome?
Yeah.
I forget.
I think it has like lichen in the name.
Yeah, I think, go back to Ohio Werewolves. I think it's in that episode. I think we mentioned it.
Oh, when we go to Patreon, we could talk about the fucking origin story of how the Ouija board got a patent.
I think I talked about, I forget how they...
I found it interesting.
I think I talked about it before, but I don't quite remember.
All right, let's hit the...
He had to prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some... There was...
Let's hit him with these socials and the Patreon link and shit like that. Then go fucking...
Like Travis said, we...
Do some rigorous calisthenics and then come back for a second.
We are going to go to the after show, which is something we do every Wednesday for the Patreon subscribers. And if you want to get that bonus content, get that after show, head on over to patreon.com/GITM podcast and become a Patreon subscriber.
It's only $2.
Two freaking dollars. If you want to follow us on social media, which is great, head on over to Instagram at ghost_night_podcast. Or Twitter at @night_ghost. And we are also on Facebook at Ghost in the Night. And TikTok, which we hate TikTok, at GITN.podcast. About ready to boycott TikTok.
It's whatever.
Yes.
That last reel in TikTok I put up did not do what I thought wanted it to do. I was like, Chalupa really let us down.
And that was a good one.
I thought it was good. I got another one, though, where I've... Another one, working on another one that has to do with daddy.
And for those of you who were around for Sunday's episode, we broke that off into two. The interview is up on YouTube and on the RSS feed, on the podcast feed.
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts. We did do a whole another hour and a half afterwards. Basically,
that will be out later this week.
That an impromptu shit show. That'll be out maybe Sunday with this particular episode, or Monday or Friday, whatever fucking day I
put whenever it out. We want,
whenever I decide to put it out, because that's how I roll up in this bitch. I'm the master of my own non-domain name. But look for that. It's about an hour, and I haven't edited it up yet, but it'll be about an extra hour and 20 minutes worth of content. Classic, awesome content. So for those of you that are Patreon subscribers, are members of the cult, we will do it, the Patreon episode, the same way we always do. I'll get it all set up and send you guys a message. We will see you there. We're out, bitches.